Let us pray. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. This day of our Savior's death always comes as an invitation to meditate on death, his death and ours. I am rather certain that the hour of my death will find me with lots of unfinished business, misunderstandings unresolved, words of love or apology unspoken, the need to forgive or be forgiven. Even now I'm filled with sadness when I think of people whose forgiveness I can no longer ask, because they are no longer in this world. The sharp sting of remembering harm done and forgiveness never asked. Yes, I'm rather certain that the hour of my death will find me with lots of unfinished business. And I suspect that what's true of me is true of others as well. Truth is that even the most accomplished and best-lived life is strewn with unrealized hopes and dreams, damaged and damaging relationships, some regret, and the disappointments and sorrows that are the inevitable lot of sinners. And when we do come to die, there will yet remain so many unanswered questions, puzzlements, and so much that needs healing. For only once in the whole long and sorry story of Adam's lost and fallen race has there been a death with no unfinished business. Because that death brought to completion a life which had fully, perfectly, completely fulfilled God's purpose and will. St. John, in telling of the events in the upper room on the night before our Lord's death, has this to say, that the Lord Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, love them to the end. To the end. Not only in the sense that he loved them until his last breath, but also in the sense that he loved them and loves you and loves me to the uttermost, fully, completely, perfectly. And because he did, we know that his cry from the cross, "It is finished," is no cry of defeat, but the cry of victory. It is finished. It is accomplished. It is completed. It is perfected. And if we ask, what is finished? What is completed? What is perfected? The answer is this. What is finished, accomplished, completed, perfected is the work of God's perfect love, which reaches down to us in all our pitiful imperfection, embraces us, forgives us fully, and so delivers us from judgment and condemnation, from death and the grave, which plant the sign of defeat and futility over even the most accomplished and fulfilling life. Jesus loved and he loves us not because you and I are lovable, but because he is perfect love. For when all the powers of evil had done their worst and released all their venomous hatred against him, love remained love. Father, forgive, Jesus prays, and goes on loving to the end. He loves to the uttermost, fully, completely, perfectly. And because he does, the death which looked for all the world like love's defeat was in fact love's strange and hidden victory, a victory accomplished, fulfilled, perfected, yes, finished, on the cross, and then revealed in his glorious third day resurrection. Yes, I'm rather certain that the hour of my death will find me with lots of unfinished business. But because of Christ's finished work on the cross, I can face that unknown hour, indeed every day and hour, in the calm peace of Christ's finished work, his completed redemption. Everything that needed to be done has been done by him who is and forevermore remains, both my fully human brother, who knows all my weakness, and also my God, who alone has saved me. Because of Christ's finished sacrifice, his perfected redemption, we can face calmly and confidently whatever this day or any day might bring, knowing that with our last enemy, death, defeated, there really is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.